Let's start our meeting. We have one apology from Professor Msimang. Is there any other apology that members are aware of, Honourable Breitenbach?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Self apologises.
Mr. Self has apologized. Any other name? Honorable members, you will recall that we agreed on a process and the time frames, and today's date was agreed as the day on which we'll do the shortlisting. And Parliament website for public comments, and members were favored with the names of the candidates as well as their CVs. Did we all receive the names and the CVs? Anyone who has not? If we have all had that, I suppose also that members would have had or would have looked at the public comments, if any, to make sure that we give full attention to what the public is saying, civil society as a whole, so that our recommendations are informed by what the people are saying, because we do not want to appoint commissioners for any political party, but for the people of South Africa. So what the people say is much more important than party political interests. We also need to make the constitution and the law our point of departure in recommending names, but also there are ethical requirements that we need to take into account. I want to assume that we are all acquainted with the constitutional requirements. Is there anyone who wants us to repeat those constitutional requirements? I also want to assume that we are also aware of the ethical requirements that the nominees must meet. So that would be the baseline, where we start compliance with the constitution, compliance with the ethical standards, and also then what is the public saying on the names. I also recall that we agreed that after shortlisting, that shortlist will again go to the Parliament website to allow the public a further opportunity to comment on those names and make inputs, so that the outcome belongs to the people of South Africa, not political parties represented in Parliament. Honourable members, is there anything from yourselves? Any comments on my comments, or any suggestions? Honorable Majaki.
Thank you, Chairperson. I support the summary that you have actually given of the process up to now, and suggest that we move forward.
Are we all happy that we move forward as suggested? You will recall that at our last meeting, there was a suggestion that we interview 21 people and another suggestion that we interview 15 people. I think that we must not be dogmatic, because we want to give interested persons a fair opportunity to compete, but also we want to make sure that the proposal by all parties are taken into account. So we want a representative shortlist, because none amongst us has the exclusive wisdom to make a determination as to who are the possible good candidates. So we want to a representative list. So can we proceed and get proposals from all of us? Who wants to lead the way? Honorable Mutapo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'd like to propose the name of Professor Kachalia Feroz. He's a male professor of law at VETS with legal qualifications and an admitted attorney. He's got a very good record, Chairperson, of commitment to human rights. An active participant in the anti-apartheid opposition, as alluded to in his CV. He's got a diverse expertise. I so move, Chairperson. Propose.
Is there any second that you have with Honorable
I'd like to recommend Advocate Malachi, who is a present serving member of the Human Rights Commission. He also represents the disabled community, and he has proven himself well. So I'd like to, just as one of my first nominations, he is a qualified lawyer and has served his first term on the commission already.
Okay. Any second that you have made?
Thanks, Chairperson. I nominate the name of Advocate Lawrence Mushwan, who is the current serving chairperson of the commission, an advocate by profession. He has been reporting to this commission, to this committee in his first term, and according to the South African Human Rights Act, he qualifies to be given a second chance. Thanks very much.
Any second that you may Honorable Congo, second that. Honorable Grisima.
Are you going to move?
Yeah.
I propose Professor Bongani Majala. Bongani Majala. I think we're all familiar with CVs, but I think it's necessary to try and sell him. I think he sold himself.
Any seconders?
Well done, Monga.
Thank you, Chairperson. I propose the name of Jonas Ben Sbanyon. Jonas Ben Sbanyon is an admitted attorney in the Republic of South Africa. He currently practicing as an attorney. He also served in this Parliament of the Republic, but he has acquired a vast knowledge in the field of human rights and related aspects. So I propose. Sharmila Ramgobin. She has a long track record in human rights practical work, based, according to her CV, number 60 there on our list.
The name of this listen is number 49 on our list. 49. He has a record of commitment to the struggle for liberation. Oh, my apology. I rise to nominate, propose the name of Mr. Chris Nissen. It's number 49 in our bundle. And then he has a record of commitment to the struggle for liberation, which I need not over-exaggerate. And his CV speaks for itself. He was a community organizer in the 1980s and 90s, and he supported those communities in human rights-related issues such as housing and access to land, Chairperson. I so propose nominate. Thank you.
Any second now? Any other nomination?
I think one of
the
I would like to propose Professor Nomtan Daza Ntlama, number 52 on the list. She's an academic, she's an expert in human rights. Where's an academic? Don't recall now, having trawled through all these.
I propose the name of Lindiwe Mokate, who is a currently serving commissioner of the South African Human Rights Commission, having a responsibility of looking at the rights of children. She has a long history of human rights involvement.
I propose the name of Lady Janine Louis Hicks. Janine, what do you know about her? Number 15.
She's a CGE commissioner, strong on women's rights, and she's a special advisor to the PP at the moment.
Any second,
volunteers work for community
yes.
or center
Etegwini.
Chair, number 38, Professor Bonita Meyersveld. She has an LLD in human rights, and she has a lot of international exposure in terms of international trends in respect of human rights. Number 38, Professor Meyersveld. Meyersveld. Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Can I nominate the name of Priscilla Jana, who has a long history of human rights and participating in the struggle for liberation of South Africa?
Thank you, Chairperson. I nominate Andre Hartley Gogam. Advocate. He needs no introduction. I think he's well known to the committee.
I nominate NG Makwetla, who has a respect, NG Makwetla. She will be, what number? Makwetla, number 31 on the list. Yes, she has been nominated by Rosemary Tsebo Mangope, and she has a long history of human rights involvement, and also from the perspective of social services and building communities in South Africa.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to nominate number 3, Mr. Chalklin. Yeah. He's a person with disabilities. He has international experience. He's a United Nations Special Rapporteur, and he represents people with disabilities. So.
Yeah. So how many do we have to answer to this?
We thought you had your hand up, and because you haven't actually nominated yet, we thought maybe we should rather give
EFF an opportunity. Don't condescend. He knows what he wants, but the floor, yeah, and the floor is still open, so you can make up your mind. And Honorable Bredenbach proposed that she wants an additional name, and she's entitled to do so.
I nominate number 44, Pat Moodley. She's involved with sexual offences in criminal law, LGBTI, harassment, equality, juvenile justice, public education. She's got a very wide-ranging set of skills that I think she could bring to the commission.
Mrs. Portia Loilani. Pardon? Number 24. Umera, Portia, Dileka, Loilani.
All happy that you have raised the names that we wanted to raise. Is there still anyone who has another name?
I propose closure, Chairperson.
Anyone who seconds the closure? Honorable Bredenbach seconds the closure. So we are unanimously closing the list. How many names do we have there? We have 18 names. A good consensus.
Okay. You closed already?
Yes.
You closed already?
Yes.
You can't compromise?
No.
One more name?
No.
We're uncompromising.
No, one more name.
No, we have to just the meeting.
Honorable Mpumulani, you are supported on something that I didn't hear. What did you say?
I was going to suggest one more name.
After closure.
He's leading him to do something that is wrong. That the man can come
in. Nothing that will not harm anybody. There are certain things that, in hindsight, we think they are right or wrong. Let's hear, Honorable Pumlan.
Number
76. 76.
26.
26.
I propose we stay close.
Yeah, let's stay close.
Consensus is very important. I guess we all agree that we have closed, we stay closed. Can everybody live with that?
Yes.
Okay. No, that's fine. In our previous meeting, we agreed that Parliament has got to do the pre-screening because we have got to verify qualifications of people and that type of thing. Are we still standing by that, and then we are referring the names to Parliament for pre-screening? and that these names must also be put. Actually, the name pre-screening does not even imply any police thing or state security. It's pre-screening, not even by any political party, it's pre-screening by parliament. And
verification of
qualification. Yes.
That's the guy that's next to you. Yes. Usually the secretary is the legal advisor.
Chairperson, I just want to you to remind the committee of the date of the interview per program that we have actually agreed on. If my memory serves me well, because I don't have the documents, it's as if we have agreed on the 13th of October. And the 14th, yes. It was going to depend on the numbers that we are interviewing, so we'll leave it to the secretary to do those logistical arrangements.
I think we shouldn't amend our decisions.
Yes.
We agreed on 2 days, the 13th and the 14th. We stay with those dates, but if for some reason we are able to finish in 1 day, then let it be. But our agreement says the 13th and the 14th. Honorable Schwartz.
And then, Chair, it wouldn't be necessary to, like we did with the previous ad hoc committee, to have everyone in one room because it's going over 2 days. I presume it will be when they come. Let's treat them respectfully and they can come. I'm sure the secretariat can arrange that. But previously, they all had to be kept because it was decided for 1 day. So that falls away now, so we can treat everyone coming as the secretariat decides.
And we also agree that we need the wisdom of all members in that interview, so that we should all commit to be present on those 2 days. Any other thing? Okay, it would seem we all agree. Honorable members, you know, it would be important, and I seek your guidance, that we get certain standard questions so that we don't discriminate against the candidates, but members will reserve the right to put other questions, but that at least we have some questions that we are going to use as a point of departure. Does that make sense? It has been used before and there were no problems. What? Can and putting South Africa first. Thank you very much.
So we're done.
We're done. Usually not as lucky though.
The last one I attended was for the include